to dare to dive deep into comics. Nothing can compare from Gotham's Dark Knight to Marvel's Mighty Thor. We'll break it down! Leave you wanting more! Stampede you on a ride! We're heroes and villains clash side by side! Whether it's DC or Marvel!
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 360 episodes that we've done this damn thing.
Full circle.
Full fucking circle. We're still here. We're still doing it. So, again, yes, this is me, Steve, the guy. And
Yes, Steve!
And joining me today, we got Alex.
I don't know why, but for now, since you know Brian can't make it because of personal reasons, I was like, I'll take his applause.
Okay, let's do the applause. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I beat upon it. Oh, give it to me.
You take it all. You take it all.
Oh, that insert a that's what she said joke. Canceled. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But in all seriousness, man. I said from last week that I was gonna go see Fluffy.
How'd that go? How was that?
Dude, I think I told you this a long time ago that was one of those like bucket list goals to go see him live at least once in my life.
Right.
And thanks to it was a birthday gift from Jennifer.
Okay.
That I was able to go see him live, and it was really good.
Nice. That's dude.
Very enjoyable. He didn't do the greatest hits. He actually did a whole new set.
As they should. If they're doing a whole new thing, I think at least they should do a whole new set, no matter what.
Yeah, but you know what it also is? That, since his Netflix special just came out recently, the new one.
Mm-hmm.
That, of course, he's going to move forward, with to do new stuff.
Yeah, and it's only right. Again, that's how I feel. I feel that they should put out all new shit no matter what. Especially when they're going on tour after a whole new set is out. Once you see it on TV, put something else out so that way other people are like, oh yeah, look, this is something totally different.
I mean, it's not necessarily retiring this stuff.
No, it's not. It's just... But,
because, the whole thing is, no matter what, you can always refer to things here and there. Because, there are certain things that are, part of your act that no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You're known for that.
Yeah.
It's like, say, I'll give you an example. Like, when I first got into Joe Coy, right, and he used to always talk about his son. When his son was a baby, that he used to always talk about, playing with his tang.
Yeah, yeah.
Now his son is almost, the son is a young man, almost a full-fledged adult.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you can't go back to those old jokes.
Of course not. You can't do those. You can't. It's just kind of weird if you do.
No, but what I love is that, every time when he talks about his mom, it's just like, I can relate because, everyone has, whatever. A lot of POCs, if you will, have the stereotypical, stereotypical that culture mother.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It never fails.
So it's just like, oh, man. Oh, you could just relate.
You see it. You see how relatable it can be.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I get it, dude. I get it.
But yeah, but then the other thing this week that I actually watched that Devil May Cry series.
Oh, how was that? How was that? I was like wondering about watching it. Just never really got a chance to.
I told Brian this, but Brian is very hesitant on watching anything, animated.
Of course, because he's an adult.
I'm an adult, and I fucking
It was complete sarcasm there, sir.
No, I know, but the whole thing is this: it's just like for a dude that loves that loves collecting and playing with toys. Right, he draws a line. Cartoons? No.
No, how dare you say I watch cartoons.
Cartoons, anime, whatever you want to call it. Anime's...
It's a cartoon. It's a fucking cartoon. No matter how you look at it, it's a fucking cartoon.
Well, it's based on the style, but whatever. But yeah, but this series is actually really good.
Okay. Okay.
I don't want to spoil it, but the ending is wow. You know, it's 8 episodes.
Okay.
But these 8 episodes are like fucking, you know, like just a lot of action.
Nice. Just like the game. The game is another one action too, so I get it.
But the ending, dude, like I said, I don't want to spoil it, but the ending, wow.
Do you meet his brother or no?
Without really spoiling it,
he's they kind of tease it in the trailers.
Yeah, so you see him at least in one episode.
Okay. Okay.
But it's not exactly like, you know, like how the series starts.
Mm-hmm.
They say that like he says one thing and then he finds out something else.
Okay.
And then what is it? The White Rabbit is an awesome fucking, you know, villain.
Yeah.
And the backstory when they go into it, I think it's either episode 6 or 7.
Okay.
When they go into the backstory. Because they get into the backstory of two characters at the same time.
Nice.
One is the female, like whatever, the female, I want to say cop, but it's not cop. You know, it's a...
detective type thing, yeah. I got you.
Yeah, the one with the two different eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they go to her backstory, and then they go into the backstory of the White Rabbit.
Nice. So you get enough story from everybody. But okay, this is what they're all about.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool.
And there's like one episode that, for whatever reason, is going to remind you of The Raid.
Nice. Even better. Even more reason to watch it.
Yeah.
Because The Raid is one of my favorites of like the last decade or so. I like it. I like it.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, man. Anything else you've been watching, playing?
You already know, just what is it, One Piece came out with like 3 episodes within the past like 2-3 days.
Oh, did they? I didn't know that.
The first episode was just like a compilation of like everything that happened on the first half
previously on
but
the last 1,000 episodes.
No, but it was the latest arc or whatever, like the first half of it before they went on hiatus.
Okay.
So what they did was they put like everything kind of together as like one big episode. So it was like almost 2 hours.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So that, you know, but of course it was very abridged. Like, you know, like they took out certain things.
It's just the cliff notes of it.
Yeah. But the main story thing. So like, you know, it's just like, wow, you cut, I want to say a minimum of 6 hours. So like almost an hour and a half, 2 hours. But you know, it was like,
so it makes super it watchable. Point.
Well, it's watchable regardless.
I'm honestly, talking shit, dude. I'm talking shit.
I know, but you already know, brother. Like, I was trying to tell Brian, like, because even I know Mario would agree with me. Like, this series is like one of the best things going on now.
Okay.
Like, you know, storyline and everything. Like, it's just amazing.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, then I think they put that out one day, and then the following day they put out like a new episode, and then like at least one like a day or two later they had the second episode. I was like, what? Like, you know, like a second follow up.
So a third episode.
Yes, but you know, but the whole thing is like technically, like I said, it's just a continuation of the, you know, of the new arc. But it's leading up to so much that's going to happen. There's like going to be like this big battle coming up that I'm just like, I can't fucking wait.
So all these 3 episodes are technically like a prelude.
Well, like a tease of what's to come.
Like a prelude.
Yeah, well, you could say that. But, you know, it's just stuff happened. But, you know, it's just the anticipation of what's going to happen.
Okay.
And as you can see, I'm stumbling on my fucking words because I'm excited.
Yeah, I can see that. You're that,
and I'm trying to hold in the sneeze.
Fair. You can mute yourself for a second to sneeze and then be like, okay.
No, like, it doesn't, like, you know, like,
It's not coming out.
Yeah, it's like right there. That's fair. It's not the rest of it, but it just doesn't want to come out.
Yeah, no, I got you. I got you. It happens.
Like, if you just randomly just hear me, like, you know, with the, like, if I just go silent, that's how you know, like, you're going to hear
it. When you accidentally, like, hit the phone with your fucking face when you sneeze.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Dude. Those are fun ones.
Exactly.
Yes, 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 yes. Very cool, and then, sir.
Yeah. Then when it comes to gaming, I haven't really, like, I haven't played the Switch or whatever much this week because I've been taking care of personal stuff.
Okay.
But of course, I've been playing, you know, like all the classic mobile games or whatever that I usually play, like my go tos.
Okay, very cool, very cool. Yeah. As for me, I guess.
Yeah, what you been up to, dude?
I've been working. Working's fun. Adulting. Yeah, exactly. Last weekend was the NCAA women's tournament that was happening out here in Tampa. They had the women's Final Four at Emily Arena, but across the street from Emily Arena was where I was working. They called it the Party in the Plaza, where they closed off this big ass park and they had live music and vendors and everything there for people to come in, enjoy the time before the game and stuff. And it was that Saturday and Sunday when I was there, and it was a cool time. It was pretty chill. Not too bad. Smooth, easy days because there wasn't like a lot of shit going on. So like the thing was happening from like 9 in the morning to like about 3 o'clock when the game started. Once the game started, they shut it down. So we just had to stand there and make sure nobody goes in there that's not supposed to be there. So that's all I was doing because I was working the afternoon shift. So it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too crazy. Didn't have to deal with too many things. So I was like, okay, cool. I'll take that.
Pretty chill. That's usually the best, man.
Right, exactly. It's like I was doing fucking just standing at a fucking door the whole time. But it was cool. Like, I had no problem. I was walking around. I had, like, you know, I was with, like, 10 other people that were, you know, guarding the specific little gates that we had there.
Yeah, had your weapons ready just in case or whatever.
No need for weapons. We're out in the open.
I thought you were going to say it's Hasline or whatever. I don't need my weapons. My hands are my weapons.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, buddy. Mario is joining us in the chat.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah, but it was a good time those 2 days. It was pretty chill. Then, just been watching shit like I usually do.
Any updates when it comes to your list for the year?
Yeah. I'm at 361. No, 331 right now. As of today. Because before I was watching SmackDown, I was watching the Japanese version of One Missed Call.
Okay.
Really good movie. But this week I actually watched Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare.
How was that?
That is not bad. It's okay. Not amazing.
No, your hesitation just kind of says it all. Because I'll say this, though, and it's the truth. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, not the best movie, but it's a fun watch.
Yeah, the same thing with this one. It's not a great movie, but it is a fun one. It's pretty cool. It got some pretty gnarly kills, and it's fun. It's a good watch. Of course, it's on the net somewhere. You can find it. You can wait, whatever, till it comes out on streaming or something. I was planning on watching Piglet because Piglet is out too.
And I guess it's a spinoff of the.
Yeah, it's not part of it, but it's a part of it at the same time. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't say like, oh yeah, it's part of, you know, the Blood and Honey line or whatever, or you know, the Pooniverse. It doesn't say anything about that, but it is Piglet and is out. I saw it a few times on the webs and stuff, so I'm like, okay, I might watch that sometime soon. Might not be any good at all, but I haven't heard anything otherwise, so. Why not? I also watched this other movie by one of my favorite, like, old school horror directors. He's assigning horror directors. Dario Argento.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great director. He's done a bunch of shit that I've really enjoyed. But I watched his latest one, was actually came out in 2022. It was Dark Glasses, and it's really fucking good. His shits are just really fucking good. He's just so good at what he does. I watched that one. I also watched the other one that he did, which was I don't know, he didn't do that one. I watched another one, also old school horror. City of the Living Dead, which is really good. That one's from Lucio Fulci. It's good shit. Good old school horror, and I fucking love it.
Dude, speaking of like horror, I was just watching random stuff online here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that I saw that I just thought was just so fucking funny and stupid at the same time. So someone did an edit of what if The Shining was a rom-com?
Yeah, so I can see it.
Yeah, so they took the clips and made it into a rom-com.
Nice.
And then another thing that just because it was mentioned in one of those like streamers that I watch randomly, like, you know, when they pop up on my Facebook feed, Someone mentioned like something that he was traumatized him as a kid.
Okay.
It like, you know, and it's funny because it's not meant to be scary, but I can understand how it comes to be scary.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like one of those hour movies, like, you know, those TV movies they used to have back in the day in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was technically a commercial for like, you know, for toys.
Mm-hmm.
The Hug-A-Bunch movie.
Oh, I've never heard of that one.
So, it, like, you know, the Hug-A-Bunch or whatever were based on these, like, you know, dolls or whatever that they look like, you know, little babies or whatever. And like the way these puppets were like in this little thing, I can see how they can come off as scary. Like, you know, that and I guess it was the voiceover or whatever, the way that they sound, like, you know, that it was recorded and how they sound.
Okay.
Sounds, you know, like really off. And just because I watched that thing of taking The Shining, making it to rom-com, was like, you could take a kid's thing and make it into a horror, you know?
Oh, you absolutely, you could do anything. You could do anything and make it into a horror movie.
Dude, have you ever seen the video of someone that they took the clip from Monsters, Inc. and made it into a horror?
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen it. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
It's really good. There's always where there's a will, there's a way. You can make anything into a horror movie, and I fucking love it.
Yeah,
it's all in the pacing and in the music that you put to it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and then you can also edit over it like certain clips too.
Yeah,
just exactly. Add to it. So that's how they did with the Monsters Inc. one.
Nice.
Oh, and then I think I mentioned it a few weeks back, but another thing that I love watching, even though they're very stupid, is AI ruining movies.
Okay. I've seen that.
Okay, so you can look find all these on these things online. So the one that I saw, it was just so dumb. It was Ghostbusters, but AI ruined it.
Okay.
So, you know, like they're like just corny funny.
Okay.
Like they're just so out there and so like dumb. But it's one of those like you know, watches that you're just like, all right, I'm kind of mad that I watched it, but I'm kind of not.
Okay. Like you're glad you watched it.
And you're glad, yeah. Am I going to watch it again? Not really.
Yeah, no, I got you.
But like I said, they're just so dumb that like it's just like, all right, like, you know, like I paid the price. I gave up my time for this.
That's fair. I can see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if anything, whatever. I think right now, if we can just start getting into some.
Before we get into it, actually, there's one more thing that I actually watched that I actually really enjoyed a lot. I was like debating about watching it a while ago, but I watched the prequel to The Thing that came out way after, obviously. It came out in like 2011, I think it was. It's really good.
Is it the, like, they were basing it off the John Carpenter one?
Yeah. It's okay. The prequel for it. It's the one with Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Yeah, it came out 2011. It's actually really good. And it leads directly into
Does it feel like, now you're saying that was my question I was going to ask you. Did it feel like that it connected well, or?
Yeah, it felt like it. It felt like it was the perfect lead into it. It had the same pacing, the same type of story that you've seen before. And you're like, wait a minute, like, is it the same thing? And then you're just slowly seeing, like, everything leads into what we saw in the original thing.
Yeah, because you're just, what is it, that in the beginning of the movie, you just have that husky.
Uh-huh. So you see the husky. You see the husky at the end. But you also see, like, the dude with his hands cut off. With his, like, he cut his hand and he committed suicide in the fucking chair and shit like that. You see the little things later on as the movie goes. And you're like, wow, okay, it sets it up perfectly.
What I love is how you mentioned that. That's another video that I watched online. I don't know if you ever heard of this like claymation animation called Pingu.
I think I have.
It's a penguin or whatever?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yep.
So they did Pingu presents John Carpenter's The Thing.
Nice.
So it's just hilarious that since you mentioned The Thing, I was just like, God damn it, Steve, get out of my head.
I'm sorry. My bad.
No, but it's fine. That's how you know that, like, you know, that you and I have been friends for, like, ever there.
Yeah, yeah.
We could just bring up stuff. It's like, oh, yeah, like, you know, Steve would love this. And then since you mentioned that, it was just like, God damn it. Like, it's like, Steve has always been hanging out with me, even though he lives in Florida.
Yeah.
And I'm in the city.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm in my city over here. I'm in Tampa is like an extended version of the Bronx.
Okay. Because you have a lot of Hispanics there?
Yeah. That and it's mostly hood. There's like there's like nicer areas, but it's a lot of hood too.
I love how you mentioned the hood and then in the background the cop, like, you hear the cop cars.
Yeah, exactly. It tracks. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. It all tracks.
Yeah, I like you mentioned, you know, you mentioned home, or, you know, your original home. And then out of nowhere, it's just like the reminders. It was like the other day I was talking with Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were just mentioning, like, certain things. Like, you know, the you know, like, when it starts getting warm,
mm-hmm.
that two things kind of, like, come up more. You hear more sirens.
Yeah.
And the faint sounds of Mrs. Softy.
Yep.
Lo and behold, as I'm conversing with her on one of those days where it's nice and warm, you hear the sirens, mm-hmm. and then right after,
yep.
So she was just like, I'm missing home. I was like, yeah, it misses you too.
Yeah, you can never go wrong with a little bit of soft air.
Well, not now, because the prices, dude.
Well, yeah, that, but... It's always delicious, dude.
Oh, no, it is, dude.
I love the fact that we actually, like, at two of the Amalie Arena, they have Mr. Softy there. And I believe at Steinbrenner Field, they have Mr. Softy there also.
Yes, because if I remember correctly, Mr. Softy, they do have a Florida, like a Florida thing.
But it's not huge. They don't have, like the trucks like they do out there in New York. Like, they have, like, specific, like, vendors for it, but they don't, I've never seen a Mrs. Softy truck out here.
No, but I think it was based, like, you know, like, maybe they manufacture a lot of the stuff there, I don't know.
Or it just could just be from fucking Steinbrenner. Steinbrenner's like, oh yeah, you have a Steinbrenner out here too. Because, Mrs. Softy's like a New York essential. Essentially, like, that's one of those things that you can't go to New York without Mr. Softy.
Yeah. And then what I love is a lot of people sometimes, like, when they hit the other trucks, it's just like, I'll wait.
Yeah, exactly. Wait for the next one. Next one comes around. And, oh, yeah, this guy. This is a good one.
Yeah, yeah. The other truck.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And then you just go, like, Mr. Softy.
Bootleg.
It's just like, listen, like you don't want to get people mad, but you're just like, ice cream's ice cream. It's like, what?
Yeah, no, there's a difference. There's definitely a difference.
No, honestly, there's just something about Mr. Salty that hits different.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's a difference. There's always a difference. You can definitely tell. Just like the same thing you can tell the difference between like a Hostos, like a Ho-Ho's, and like a Swiss roll. You can tell the difference. They look like they're exact same thing, but you can tell the difference. Yes, the fat ass in me says you can tell the difference.
The Swiss roll or whatever, remember correctly, that's the one that's like the same thing, but it's covered with chocolate as well, right?
It's the same. It's literally the exact same thing. It's like a little chocolate with the, you know, the Swiss or whatever. It's like a little chocolate cake with the cream filling or whatever, just like the Ho-Ho's. They're the exact same thing, but the Ho-Ho's has richer chocolate, tastes better.
You can taste the diabetes.
Yeah, the Swiss roll, you can taste the waxiness in it. And it's a thinner chocolate. It's not like the better chocolate in the Ho-Ho's, which is why the Ho-Ho's is more expensive than the Swiss rolls.
Dude.
Yes.
The one, the, like, when you, since we're mentioning, like, snack cakes now, whatever, the guilty pleasure that is just, like, it's so diabetic, but it's so good, the fucking zebra cakes.
Yeah, those are cracked, dude.
You know which ones are good, but, of course, they're seasonal? The Christmas tree ones?
yeah, those are pretty good.
I mean, they're pretty much the same as the zebra rolls.
Yeah, they're the same thing. They're just packaged differently.
Actually, the only difference is the sprinkles.
Yeah.
The little you know, like the little pebble sprinkles or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah. That's good though.
Yeah, that with a nice glass of milk.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. People that are lactose intolerant or whatever, you could do lactate.
Oh, that'll be okay.
Or you could do the juices, you know, almond, bean, or soy, you know.
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
Yeah, the juices.
Yeah.
Because that is not milk. I will die on that bed, man. That is fucking juice, not milk.
But it's delicious.
Well, the almond one, the like maybe like where that has the vanilla in it, that one's okay.
That's what I usually get.
And then the bean juice, you know, the soy, that actually works perfect with chai.
Yeah. I can see it. I don't really drink that, the soy one. Ooh.
What happened? What's up?
I hear the thunder outside.
Oh. Huh. God damn it, now you got me thinking about a fucking Soulfly. Lightning and thunder, fear and wonder.
Yeah, pretty much.
Chaos, disorder.
Yep. Sorry, sir.
On and on and on and on into Babylon.
So, on and on, we continue with the show, and we get into some geek shit.
Geek shit.
Yeah. So, the first thing on the docket for this week, I actually added a couple things earlier today before we started recording. Beetlejuice is coming. So Beetlejuice 3 is in the works.
I kind of hope that it's better than Beetlejuice, because I will say this though. I did enjoy Beetlejuice, but it wasn't what I really expected.
Right, yeah, no, it's not like, oh my god, this is so good. It's good. It's not great. It's not the original, obviously, but it's pretty good. I enjoyed it for what it was. But I'm just curious to see what they're going to do with the third part, because I thought they pretty much finished out the story there with the second one. But then again, we kind of thought that's what they did with the first one anyway, so. But yeah, this could be cool. This could be good.
You know, it would be hilarious if they decide to take little, like, you know, things for Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian. Like, that's a deep cut, if anybody, you know, for people who know.
Yeah. Just make it fully animated and shit, too.
I mean, at that point, I think maybe that may work better.
I think so. I wouldn't be surprised if it would, though.
I will say this, though, that if you do that, don't confuse people with the animated series. Because the anime series or whatever is like its own separate thing.
It's its own thing completely. Dude,
it's really good though. Like, you know, the anime series is fucking classic.
Yeah. And I think the whole thing is on Tubi, I think, right now. It's either a Tubi or Pluto or something like that.
I have that box set too.
Nice.
Yeah, even though at this point, like, you know, collecting stuff where you can only, I can only watch it on my PC.
You don't have a DVD player anymore?
I have a player. It's just not connected to the TV.
You put it in a PlayStation.
I'm going to have to, like, dust that off. Because remember, dude, you know, for me, like, gaming, I've been stuck on the Switch.
Oh, yeah, true.
But I did make a promise to myself that, like, you know what, that I do want to connect the PS4 so I can finally, you know, get it out that fucking box. But then my fear is that I'm going to have to wait hours for updating it.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is that you can actually always do the update overnight. So just plug it in, let it start, you know, getting its updates in or whatever. And then by the time you wake up in the morning, it should be good.
I wake up in the morning, whatever it says, it was like 20 hours to go. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. You're like, motherfucker.
Oh, I guess I'm going back to Switch again.
Yeah, basically. No, but the updates aren't that bad. So hopefully this update for Beetlejuice as the third one.
Great transition, by the way.
I try. See, I consistently try to do these interesting little return to form type shits, you know what I mean?
Good little transitions. But you've always been good with that, though, by the way.
Why, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. No, but this should be cool. It's in the works now, so I don't know if they have a story written or anything, but it's pretty much, it's coming soon, eventually.
I mean, the way you're putting it, like, you know, it's not in production yet.
No, it's not a project. It's just in the works. So they're working on a script or the story before the script or whatever the fuck they're doing.
They're probably also trying to gather the money. Like, you know, Mr. Keaton, please come back.
Yeah, it would suck if they don't bring him back.
And Mr. Keaton, Mr. Juice, aka Best Batman.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Please come back.
Please don't go.
Don't go away, baby,
dude.
Stay.
Yeah. Hopefully he comes back. And it'd be cool to see everybody come back for this as well. Because I enjoyed them in this one. It wasn't bad to see Jenna Ortega in it. And also Winona Ryder. She's pretty good. The husband dude, I don't really give a fuck much about him. Like, you go eat a dick. But it was cool to see Dan DeVito.
Are you talking about the... Then not Jenna Ortega's dad, the one that was trying to marry.
Yeah, him.
Oh, fuck that guy, man. I hated him from the get.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of his.
I mean, like, I guess he did his role well then, because, you know, he was that character. Like, you know, fuck that dude.
Yeah, pretty much. He was one of those despicable motherfuckers. But yeah, this is a pretty fun movie. I enjoyed it. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what part three comes with. Another thing that we see I'm a fan of Mike Flanagan. Do you know much of Mike Flanagan stuff? Are you a fan of his stuff, or do you know anything of him?
He sounds very familiar. If I'm correct, isn't he like horror or something like that?
Yeah, we've mentioned a bunch of his shit. Brian and myself, we've mentioned a bunch of his shit like last few years. He's been doing stuff. He did like the Midnight Mass on Netflix and all those shows.
Never watched it, but, you know, I was intrigued by it, by like when you guys talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, like you already know, my problem is I'm stuck on anime and cartoons.
That's fair. So, Mike Flanagan, of course, he's done a bunch of shit. He's doing a lot of shit, but he's also now, we heard that he is doing a Carrie TV series.
That I heard. I heard about that.
Yes, he's doing a Carrie TV series for Amazon Prime, for Prime Video. And it'll begin filming in the summer. And that is pretty fucking cool.
I have a mixed feeling on it or whatever. Like, depending on how you play it out, it can, you know, you can play it out as a series. Like, you know, the whole thing of her slowly finding out about her powers.
Yeah.
Right, but it would also be something of like, you know, what is it, in the beginning of the thing when she gets like a little tease, she could like maybe move like a can of soda, and then by the end of it or whatever, she could toss that can, go through the window, something.
At first, she starts with a can of soda, and then she goes to, in the second episode, she leaps to a 2 liter. Then the third episode, you get a 3 liter.
And then, in the fourth episode,
she goes with the full machine, like the full, you like, you know, soda machine at McDonald's.
No, she gets upset because she goes to, like, let's say if they're doing it like based on if it's nowadays.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry, but our ice cream machine is out. And she just gives that look, like, you know, that evil look.
She actually makes the ice cream machine work.
Yeah.
That's her new job. She's the ice cream maker.
Wow, Carrie, you're such a great employee.
Uh-huh.
Employee of the month.
Uh-huh.
And then the other people are just upset.
It goes right back to Mrs. Softy.
Yeah. Oh, it always goes back to Mrs. Softy.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're going to have, like a horrible, like, you know, horror theme.
She is Mr. Softy.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, that'd be great. I like that.
No, I was gonna say as a twist, joking around, because remember how he's always just going like stupid tangents? That it's like at the end of the first season or whatever, she gets confronted by Charles Xavier saying like, you know, we can help you control your powers.
That'd be kind of cool. That'd be kind of cool.
Kind of reminds me of what is it? How it should have ended.
Oh,
when
yeah,
they did,
yeah.
When they're frozen and they have also joined the X-Men.
Uh huh. Yeah. That tracks too. I'm good with it. Yeah. So but this should be interesting. This should be cool. Like, I'm curious to see what they're gonna do with it. Especially with Mike Flanagan behind it. Like, he's good at what he does, and what I've seen so far, the last few years has been pretty amazing. So just have to wait and see now. The next thing that came out that was pretty interesting. Are you a fan of Magic the Gathering?
Dude, I used to play that in high school, but then after high school, I kind of fell off hard because, I that was around the time, like after high school, that's when I started getting more into pro wrestling when I was training and
fair,
stuff.
Fair, fair, yeah.
But, it, like, you know, what was it? Junior high school, high school, that I was, like, really into Magic the Gathering.
So, they're working on a TV and movie for Magic the Gathering. So, like, a whole Magic the Gathering universe, essentially.
I wonder if it's going to play out like Yu-Gi-Oh! Or if they're going to just take, like, characters and lore from that game and make it, like, maybe, like, some kind of, like, isekai-type universe thing. I don't know.
That would be kind of cool if they do it like that. Or if they go the Yu-Gi-Oh route, it'd be kind of dope too. Because I'm a fan of the Yu-Gi-Oh stuff. So like, it'd be cool if they go that way, and then everybody's playing the game like that. Like, you know, just drawing cards and the shit looks like it's fucking real and shit. That'd be kind of cool. But like you said, that would be pretty cool too. I'm pretty down for that. But yeah, a whole TV series and a movie. Sounds pretty interesting. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with that.
Now listen, if it's a property that they think that can it can make money, you know, go with God.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. If it's a property that's a known seller, people are going to buy it. Because of course now you know that like there are tons of different decks that they're actually working on currently. Like they had a whole Marvel deck. They also recently had a Doctor Who deck. Like, they're licensing so many things for it. Just like this, like Lego has licensed so much shit. That's what Magic Gathering is doing now. So I'm very curious to see what they're going to do with this show and movie and stuff. So it should be interesting. Yeah,
it's hilarious how, since you mentioned Lego, like the newest thing is that the latest license they got is Pokemon.
Really?
Yes.
That should be cool. That's interesting. Yeah,
because what was it? Pokemon, they lent out the license to, I think, what was it, Mega Bloks or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, you know, people that, like all these, like, you know, build them up stuff or whatever, were just like, you know, oh, that's cool, but, you know, it's not Lego. And then since Lego got it, everybody was like, oh, my God.
Nice. Nah, so this should be cool. Like, I'm curious what they're gonna do with it. Like, they especially now that technology is up to par with a lot of the things that they can possibly do. I'm curious what they're gonna do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing that's kind of interesting.
And even with that, I remember before that this was in the, like, you know, that this is something that was mentioned before that they wanted to do the, you know. I'm trying to remember. Was this like pre-pandemic that they mentioned something of this that they wanted to do?
Yeah, a long time ago. That was like briefly mentioned and shit like that. But now that, you know, studios are being like, okay, yeah, like we can do it now. Shit is the more possible. The more and more you go through, you know, technology, it just keeps constantly evolving. You could always add more shit to do.
Yeah, what I'm also thinking too is that for whatever reason, that, you know, a lot of streaming services and stuff like that, like, since, you know, there's a lot of competition now, mm-hmm. they're trying to find whatever properties that think, like, you know, would attract people. So,
oh yeah, absolutely. No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. Yeah, so that should be cool.
Kind of reminds me of that old thing from South Park or whatever. You know, thank you for calling Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
If that was the case or whatever, I think we would have had our own thing a long time ago, dude.
Yeah. Absolutely. We would have, like, for a while, like, Charlie and I were talking about, let's do a Popeye movie. And look at that.
Yeah, you already have two different ones coming out.
Yeah, two different ones that are out. They are out.
Yeah, was it Popeye the Slayer Man, and then was it Popeye?
Popeye's Revenge.
Yeah, Popeye's Revenge. There you go.
Yeah, I've watched both of them, and they're both very entertaining. Slayer Man more than Revenge, but Revenge still entertaining as well.
Which one had the better kills?
Slayer Man.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good movie. It's a fun movie. But yeah. Continuing with other shit, of course, that we've talked about, and it kind of tying in with video games. Hideo Kojima. We know Hideo Kojima. He created video games for a little while. And we got news that a game that he recently made in the last few years, Death Stranding, that was on for the PlayStation 4 specifically, is being adapted into a movie, which is pretty cool. That's the one that Norman Reedus was in the game.
Okay, I remember that.
Yeah, and it's like a mystery game. It's what they call a genre defying video game. They're doing a live action version of it.
And I wonder if they're gonna actually get Norman Reedus to.
That'd be kind of cool. So the basis of the story is a catastrophic series of events that blurred the boundaries between the worlds of the living and the dead, bringing forth nightmarish creatures into a fragmented world on the brink of collapse. So this could be pretty fucking cool. I don't know really much about the game. I heard the game was pretty cool. But yeah, this could be interesting. It came out in 2019 on the PlayStation and had Norman Reedus, Mads Mikkelsen, is that we know Mads Mikkelsen, Guillermo del Toro was in it as well. So hopefully they reprise their roles in these fucking games, in this movie. Curious what they're going to do with it. See, where should it be coming out? I know A24 is working on it, so...
You know, it's kind of funny. Like, if Brian was here, he would have hit A24. He's like, I'm in.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I'm pretty much in on it too. Like, I enjoy A24 stuff. Granted, it's my genre now, so I'm into it, dude. And as you can tell, kind of like a lot of the shit that we've been talking about lately is kind of been along the horror route too.
Well, you can talk about what you like, so
I'm just not only just that, but like. A lot of shit that is coming out is horror based,
because you know what it is.
Horror adjacent.
No, but you know what it is, and it's the truth. You know, like when it comes to studios and everything like such, that horror was always one of those genres that, you know, that a lot of people kind of, you know, like, kind of stood away from, that it was like only certain, you know, certain, you know, companies, you know, produce these kind of movies.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, then when they saw, like, you know, no, people like this stuff.
Yeah.
So
that's and not just that, like, but the fact that, like, nowadays, horror is actually good.
It's making a comeback, like LL Cool J.
Yeah. No, but you don't call it a comeback because it's been here for years.
Exactly. And hopefully they'll be doing it well.
Yeah. Well, they pretty much have. Yeah, they've been doing it very well. And Mario says, as long as it's not like a Halo live action. Yeah, the Halo live action was trash. People enjoyed it. I don't know how it had multiple seasons, but yeah, fuck that show. That show was trash. It's gucky.
Well, I never got into the series. Like,
you know, I enjoyed the game. I played a couple of the games when I had an Xbox ages ago. But yeah, not enough to be like, oh my god, I gotta play this fucking watch the show. Like, and I watched a couple episodes of it. I'm like, ugh, this is not good. It's not a good show. It's not a good game. It's not a good show. The game is good. The show is not.
Yeah. No, I think one of the things when it came to Halo that people were saying that when it came to one series that people really loved, I think, what was it, Red versus Blue or something like that?
Yeah. 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 I think that was like a YouTube one that they did. Yeah, it was okay. It was okay. Not something I was like, oh my god, it's so good. But we'll see. So speaking of something that was so good back in the day, obviously a bazillion years ago, we had the Bodyguard. You remember the Bodyguard? You know, Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner. They did the Bodyguard ages ago.
Yeah.
So they're working on remaking that, which could be interesting. And the person that's remaking is the dude that actually did the Eras Tour for Taylor Swift. He did the recording of it.
You know, when I saw that article, I got scared of saying that.
She was gonna be the main person in it. No.
Yeah, so no. I was just like, it's one of those movies where it's just like, well, I guess I'm not watching that.
No, it's just the guy that directed the Eras Tour, which could be cool because I did watch some of it and it actually looks really good when you see it and when you put it together. And it makes sense because the Bodyguard was an artist and had their bodyguard essentially, so it makes sense. And it's also being written by the dude that did the Scribe. It's being written by the dude that did Juror Number 2, which is a movie that came out somewhat recently. And it got a lot of praise because it had a good writing and shit for it, too. So,
okay.
So, yeah, this could be cool. Like, I'm curious to see what they're going to do with it. Of course, Bodyguard is a classic. Some of the people who've watched it had an amazing soundtrack. Whitney Houston on every single track, obviously.
If I'm correct, I think that was the reason why that soundtrack did so well.
Yeah. Because Whitney Houston, she was a hell of a fucking singer. And I think Costner got an Oscar for it or some shit. She got awarded for it. It's just one of those movies, just like, wow, they got a lot of shit for it because it was a good movie. But yeah, that came out in like 92, so think about it, like, it's how many years now? It's a long fucking time. So I guess it's one of those, like, due to have, you know, a remake for it.
Yeah, so over 30 years.
Yeah, so it's understandable. And it made like $411 million worldwide in the box office when it was first there. And it had like, and landed a couple Oscar nominations, so it works. If it has that much of, you know, of a backing, why not? And Warner Brothers is like, yo, we had a classic then. Let's do something with it now for today. I could see it. I'm down for it. I like the musics. and I like a little bit of a drama thriller. You know, I'm a drama thriller, you know?
A driller?
Yeah.
Driller? I hardly know her.
Yeah. It could be cool. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with it, of course. Another one that's kind of interesting that I saw this week, another thing, Matt Spicer, we've known him for a couple things. I actually enjoyed what he did with Ingrid Goes West. It's a pretty fun movie. But we're getting a Netflix comedy from him called Little Brother. And it's going to be starring John Cena and Eric Andre. Eric Andre's a funny dude.
Yeah, he's very out there.
Yeah, he's a weirdo and he's fucking funny. And John Cena's John Cena.
Listen, him as Peacemaker.
It's fucking fantastic, him as Peacemaker.
Yeah, and then what was it? Him and Ricky Sinicky.
Ricky Sinicky was fucking great.
And the fucking Jackpot.
Yeah, Jackpot was awesome too. So I'm curious to see what they're gonna do with this one. So like, I'm not against Cena acting. He's a fun actor. But, you know, this could be fun. Also, Eric Andre. Eric Andre's good. He's fucking hilarious, dude. Everything that I've seen him do, even, like, in his little minor roles, like he did in The Righteous Gemstone, I think, in the first season. It's fucking fantastic. He's a great dude. He's a great actor. So I'm curious to see what they're going to do with this. That's coming out sometime the next year or so. Yeah. So that should be cool, too. So continuing with shit, we got trailers, of course. We got a shit ton of fucking trailers this week.
Yeah, I saw and I was just like, damn, okay, good.
Yeah, because we got a lot of good shit coming. It's something that I'm, like, a lot of things that I'm very excited for. So let's start with, let's see, which one shall we start with?
Predator.
Mario said we can't see him. As you know, talking about, of course, our favorite John Cena.
Yeah, they're gonna, like, you're gonna shoot a series or whatever. It's just like, why is that Eric Andre talking to himself?
Yeah. He's talking to his imaginary friend.
What was it? Have you seen that commercial John Cena with the skin cream?
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah. He did a commercial. I think it was with I think it was like a McDonald's commercial. Talking about how he's tired of the joke and how that joke has lived on for ages. And it turns out to him just with the fries just in the air. And it's just the fries by itself. You can't see him. It's pretty funny. But yeah, trailers. Let's get into the trailers. So this really fucking awesome trailer. I think Mario's one that sent it to me. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm just gonna watch the trailer. Let's watch the trailer for it. It's a tornado. Let's watch the trailer for tornado.
Find her, or I'll kill a fucking lot of you.
Don't move. If you run, I'll catch you.
We have to leave. They'll come and kill us.
Tornado!
Listen to your father.
Defense is attack.
Where'd you get this?
You got my gun?
No. I do not want to fight you.
My father was a samurai.
You are your father's daughter.
Am I a samurai? Am I a killer?戦い自生を望む者には。
しがるのみ。I am Tornado. Remember my name.
That looks interesting. You're on mute.
My bad. I muted myself. I'm just talking without fucking not saying anything.
It's like if you're watching the video, you see how excited and smiley Steve was.
Yeah.
And he's trying to talk and it's like, you're on mute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It never fails. It never fails. You know. But yes, this looks awesome.
Say,
this looks fucking cool.
I'm intrigued by it.
I'm super intrigued. It's a fucking Scottish, like, samurai movie. I am down for it. And she's a badass. She's just fucking choppy motherfuckers left and right. I'm down for it, dude. This looks fucking cool. I can't complain about it. I like it.
It's a good way to start trailers off.
Fuck yeah, dude. It's a great way to start trailers off. Let's start with another one. Let's watch it. Actually, the next one is actually something that's it's a sequel to something that we actually spoke about a few weeks ago. I was going to say probably like a month or two ago. I think probably actually before the new year. We knew that they were doing a sequel to Freaky Friday. We got Freakier Friday. And this looks pretty interesting. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with that. So let's watch the trailer.
Okey-doke.
Freakier Friday. You're like, whatever. I don't want to see this shit.
No, I don't mind, but you know, it's just
it's not your cup of tea. I got you.
Yeah, but let's watch the trailer. I will always support Jamie Lee Curtis and have you know her having roles.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Lindsay Lohan making a comeback after all her personal demons and stuff.
Yeah, after all her shit.
You know,
yep, I'm absolutely.
Happy that you know she's.
Yep.
Yeah, that she's you know she's all doing right. Well.
Ah, wrong. Hold on.
Yeah, I was gonna say like we don't want to look at your internet browsing history.
No, because that was a page that I'm actually like downloading games from. But you didn't say
allegedly.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that. That's
like now
fine.
When you do the edit or whatever, you're just gonna put like a big you know restricted you know on the.
Nah, it's all good. It's whatever.
All right.
Oh, that's interesting. Your lifeline. It's like they've intersected before. You've walked in each other's path.
Oh, strange.
Really? You learned a lesson. A lesson that may serve you again.
Okay, that's enough.
Thank you.
Let's go. Bye.
Did you feel that?
I think it's just all in our heads.
What's happening?
What's in my body?
It's okay. It's me. Heartbeats, mom.
Wait, what?
If you're me, and I'm you, then
who is that?
I'm grandma, sweetheart.
My face looks like a Birkin bag that's been left out in the sun to rot.
How do we fix this? Last time, we convinced everyone that we were each other. Until we switched back.
I just peed a little. Okay, I'll let you know when it's time for you to make your sexy grand entrance.
Sexy grand entrance?
Oh, like that.
That doesn't look that bad, dude.
No, it doesn't.
It looks fun.
At the same time, it's just one of those things where I'm not gonna say it's one of those movies that should have been out years ago.
No, but it kind of makes sense for what they're trying to do with this one.
Oh no, I get that.
Yeah, it's like they're older, way older. They're actually like, she's the grandma.
No, I love how she said that. I love that the little girl, whatever, is in Jamie Lee Curtis, which sounds dirtier than what I really meant it to be. And she's, you know, she says, like, you know, my face looks like a handbag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, been worse if they would have been like she went, you know, to look, you know, downstairs, and she goes, "Oh my God, it's like a deli." Just call me Arby's.
Just call me meat flaps.
Good old meat curtains.
That's the episode title, meat flaps.
Good old meat curtains.
Yeah, meat curtains. There you go. Yeah. Nah, but this should be cool. This should be cool. I like it. I like it. Next trailer we got. Of course, we're I'm a big fan of the horrors. Next couple of trailers are gonna be horror trailers, but
which I don't mind at all.
Yeah, it's fun because we like clowns, right? We're not too scared of clowns, are we? I have some grown ass dudes.
I fucking love you. Well, you already know I love clowns, dude.
Yeah, so
it's fun. You know, some people I know, on the other hand, or whatever, have that cooler phobia. So
yeah. So let's watch the Clown in the Cornfield.
Oh, that trailer was fun. Go ahead. You can put that again. Well, you know, first time for the audience.
What the hell? No. Why isn't it? Is it playing? No, it's not playing. It's playing on my side. Hold on. Stupid. Stop it. All my fucking trailers are playing. Yeah, well, everything is playing behind the scenes over here, not where it's supposed to be. Stupid thing. My computer's being all funky dunky.
Quack, quack.
Yeah, quacky, chucky. Wow, I'm all fucked up. Let's go.
This is what I wanted to show you. Isn't it cool?
Yeah, it is really cool. Where did you get it from?
I'm OG Kettle Springs, baby. I got all kinds of stuff.
Does it work?
Try it.
They're really big on tradition around here.
Every year, there's this parade where everyone gathers around a friend of float.
Friend of?
It's the clown on all the Bay Pen corn syrup labels. He's practically a local legend.
Smile, Philly girl. You're about to become a sensation.
Careful who you hang out with. There's some real weirdos at this town.
Yup, six.
Yeah, very funny, man.
Hey, Ginger! You okay?
Psycho dressed up like Brendo, trying to kill us. Call 911.
Where's the button, Jen? What is this?
What kind of phone is this?
That looks awesome. That looks so fucking cool. I am so down for it.
I don't know why, but for whatever reason, when I saw the title, all I kept thinking about was, like, you know, member of Slipknot in a Peter Ratnot field.
Yeah. I'm down for it too. That's cool with that. That's a cool with that. This looks fucking cool. It looks cheesy as hell, but I'm down for it, dude. It just sucks because it looks like all the kills are pretty much in the trailer. But I'm curious to see how it plays out. Yes, it could be something totally different.
Well, I mean, there could be much more.
Yeah, yeah. It just looks like everything's in the trailer, though. Like, there's like 8 kills already in the trailer.
Well, remember, they would, like, you know, they cut a lot of them off. So it's just like you want to see, like, the end result or whatever, because, you know, we're a bunch of sick, sick fucks.
Yeah, yeah. We're a bunch of sickos in here. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Yep. So the next trailer is from the creators of Talk to Me. Remember that movie Talk to Me came out a couple years ago? About the creepy hand or whatever. It's like a ceramic hand. You touch the hand and it takes you like places and shit. Get you high, essentially, was what the joke about it. But yeah, it's from those creators. And they have this new movie coming out sometime this year called Bring Her Back. And it looks pretty fucking cool, too. So let's watch the trailer for that one.
Okie dokie.
How did she cope with Kathy being gone?
I didn't.
This is their new sister and brother, Oliver. Oliver lost his family just like you guys. He needed someone they could give him special care. Listen, I've got to tell you a secret. Beautiful things. Listen. Listen. Listen, 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 listen. Some people believe the spirit stays in the body for months after death. It's working. We can bring her back.
Creepy, and I like it. I am excited for that.
That looks so good.
I love how you're talking, like, you know, whatever. I forgot what you call it, the AMSR or whatever.
ASMR?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, looks so good. I like the way they did that. How she's making little circles with the blood in her hand on the glass. It looks very nice, very soothing.
And they go for the next stroke. Yeah. Oh, it went in the water.
It looks fucking cool. This movie looks awesome. I am very, very, very excited for it. I'm a fan of what they did with Talk to Me. So, with what they did with that one, if you haven't watched that one, go check it out. I'm curious what they're going to do with this one. This looks fucking cool. It's very creepy. Very, it's very dope. Yeah. So.
Go for the next trailer. I'm going to have to, you know, go do a quick bathroom run. So.
Do your thing. Do your thing. I'll play the next trailer. The next trailer is going to be a fun one, too. Because, of course, it's Predators. I like Predator. Not, you know, those type of shitty Predators, but the good Predators. Like the new trailer that came out for Killer of Killers. It looks fucking dope. Let's watch it. No. Killer of Killers.
Thank you.
You are old enough now. It's time I tell you about the monster. We must kill it, or it will kill us all.
That probably has one of my favorite fucking weapons that I've ever seen in a fucking movie, which is the harpoon going through the dude's airplane and just dragging him back out. Fucking amazing. I am so down for this fucking movie. Yes, it's animated, but it's fucking cool. It looks really cool. Like, I like the way the animation style looks great. We got samurais in it. Fuck yeah. Let's get some samurais in this bitch. Why the fuck not? We got a bald predator? What? What happens to all the dreads? Since when do they not have dreads? This is very weird. But I'm very curious to see what's going on. Give me some type of reason as to why they don't have dreads. Down for it too regardless. I want to see it. It just looks cool. It looks really fucking cool. I really like how the animation style and how you see a body just get chopped in half with ease in an animated trailer. Why the fuck not?
Predator?
Yeah.
God damn it, the trailer I wanted to see again.
I'm sorry.
No, it's alright. Dude, what is it? The air fight?
Yeah.
With the fucking scorpion get over here?
With the harpoon shit? Yeah.
Yeah, the scorpion get over here.
Yeah. Fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah, knocking futs.
Yeah. That looks so fucking cool, dude. I am very excited for this one. I cannot wait. This fact's going to be on a Hulu in a few months. I am down for it, dude. Yes, there is another Predator thing coming on as well, live action. But this will feed my thirst for Predator shit.
And the animation style looks pretty good, too, so...
Looks fucking dope, dude.
It reminds me very, Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that for sure. But I'm down.
Mutant mayhem, but without the mutants.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you go. You got it.
It's just mayhem.
Yeah, and like I was saying before, we got a bald Predator, too. How?
That's the great granddaddy one. You know, that the years of stress and everything just fell off.
Yeah, yeah. Or my thought process is like, he's just getting into the ranks and he wants to become, you know, one of the guys. So he's bald at first, and as he grows into the ranks, they give him his hair and shit or his dreads. And then technically, like, doesn't make any sense, but. He could be like,
yeah, it'd be kind of funny. He's like, you want to get your hair? You got to kill every
hair. Yeah. And what you're doing, you're skinning them and you're turning their head, their skin into fucking dreads and shit. Ooh, that's pretty metal, dude.
Yeah, oh my God. Imagine that's how, like, you just came up with the story or whatever. It's like, thank you. And they're typing it up now. This is how they get their dreads.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez, that's a real gnarly way to do it, but that makes sense, though. I'll fucks with it. And they look dope, dude. They look really cool animated, dude. Like, the reveal of the Predator from, like, being in, like, you know, the invisible version and then him turning to visible looks fucking cool. I like it. I am excited for it. And then I've been a fan of Tron since I was a wee child. You've enjoyed Tron or no?
I've seen the original one. I just like don't remember everything about it. And okay. I never watched Legacy.
Legacy was okay. It wasn't bad. But we have a new trailer for Tron Ares. And this actually looks a lot better than Legacy.
It was funny because I think they debuted this on CinemaCon too.
I believe they did too. But this looks pretty cool. Have you seen this trailer yet?
No.
Okay, so let's watch the trailer for Tron Ares. There we go.
Heading northbound.
Unit 12, acknowledging dispatch. Already in pursuit.
I'm looking for something. Something I do not understand. Because there's no going back.
This looks fucking cool. I like how they're mixing live action with it as well, and how they're bringing the Tron world into the real world. And I was trying to take over. So fucking cool. I like this. Very curious to where this is going to go. Yeah, Jared Leto's in it, whatever.
It was kind of funny when I was looking at it for a second. I was just like, is that Morbius?
it was Morbius for a second there. Yeah, but this looks fucking cool. This looks a lot better than Legacy did. Legacy was okay. It was cool. But the fact that they're bringing all the Tron world into real life, I like it. I like it a lot. This is fucking cool. I'm down for it, dude. What do you think?
I thought it was just funny that scene with the, you know, with the cop car, and then when they turn on the, you know, like, oh, light cycle go.
Yeah.
What, you don't get really messed up if, like, you know, to turn it from like PG-13 to R. The guy's like, oh, let me grab my coffee. Ah, get his hand cut off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's funny. Mario says he is more excited for Tron Ares than he is for Superman in 2025. Very, very exciting. That's very cool.
What I love is like I'm the opposite. And mind you, you already know I'm not a Superman guy.
Yeah, but the fact that a Superman guy is saying that he is more excited for this than he is for the other.
Yeah, but you already know Mario, whatever, they want to see, you know, like he was very against this new this new change when it came to the new, you know, DC, you know, movie, whatever.
Yeah, because he's a big stand for what's his face.
He's a Snyderverse or whatever?
Yeah. He's a Snyder fan.
I was going to say, like, you know, the term is Snyder bro.
Yeah. He's a Snyder bro.
Snyder bro.
He's a Snyder bro.
No, that's not. That's a Pokemon.
There you go. Same difference.
His sniper.
Yeah. Sniper. Yeah. This looks fucking cool. I am down for Tron Ares. I like it. I can't wait. And then one more thing that came out that I am very excited for. I am a big fan of Metallica, and I am excited to see them in the summer. Actually, in a couple months.
That's another bucket list thing. I want to go see Metallica live. But...
Yeah. They have a documentary coming out in sometime in the summer, I think it is. Called Metallica Saved My Life. Here's a trailer.
Metallica is a state of mind.
Metallica is unapologetically real and vulnerable.
Metallica is
hope, freedom, escape.
Every fan has a story.
I was a dork.
We've been kind of a loner.
I was a weirdo.
Why are you listening to this white people music?
It didn't fit like the stereotype.
You're doing something different than everybody else.
I want to hear them. I want to hear them all.
Grown up in Civil War, I found the music that had been the soundtrack to my life.
The Metallica subculture and brother is completely different. We have an identity here. It gives me the lion heart.
Metallica is all of us together. It belongs to all of us.
Whatever you want to put on that religion, cult, family.
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 Family. Family.
Whatever label, I don't care. It's a gathering of like-minded people that are there to celebrate life.
It's called Metallica.
No. Family.
Family. Dude, I am so excited for the documentary because that kind of like gave me goosebumps watching that trailer.
No, what I love is that this is the first time we're watching this trailer, so...
What did you think of this?
I would love to hear the stories of, like, you know, how music, you know, helped them, you know, cope and, you know, find, like, you know, kind of purpose and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was saying that the lady that she was saying that she was, you know, grew up in war and all. She's like, God damn, yeah. You forget that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of us have it lucky compared to others.
Yeah. Like, especially like living here in the U.S. Yes, not a lot of us are on the up and ups, but as compared to other countries, we have it easy.
Yeah.
So seeing the lives and the stories of others, it's like, wow. It's very, very humbling, I guess you can say. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with this. I want to see this documentary so bad.
I mean, there hasn't been like anything announced yet. Like, you know, like if it's going to be in theaters or if it's going to be on TV.
I'm pretty sure they're going to have like a limited release in theaters. Like a lot of things that's coming out recently has been limited release in theaters. And then it's going to be on streaming afterwards. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But this looks really good. I am totally ready to see this. I like it. I'm a fan of Metallica. What was the first Metallica song that got you into Metallica?
Well, the first song that I listened to, and I think we talked about it, you know, last week or whatever,
was because of
ECW.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Enter Sandman. But my favorite Metallica song of all time is Unforgiven.
Okay. Yeah, we did talk about that last week. Yeah, that's fair. Okay, fair enough. I completely forgot that we did.
No, that's
it just makes sense that
maybe that's why you when you found this, it just like, you know, like, yeah, let's bring this up.
Yeah. Because I don't remember certain things from week to week.
Dude, you have a lot of stuff going on or whatever, you know, adulting.
Yeah. Yeah, Mario also says Enter the Sandman is one of his first. For Whom the Bell Tolls, one of my favorites and one of the ones that like really got me into him.
All right, I got a random question for you.
Okay.
What is one Metallica song that you really like that people would be surprised that you like?
That's a good question.
That's a really good question. I'll tell you mine so you can have an idea of like what I think.
Okay, what's yours?
Better than you.
Okay. Okay.
Like it's just kind of out there, and it's just like not your normal Metallica, but at the same time, it's Metallica.
Yeah. 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 So that's that's it.
If I can catch you as hell too. And then the intro, whatever the like, I always say the bouncy ball, like you know, that's always sort of the intro.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Whiskey in the Jar. That's the one that just.
Okay.
It's a remake of a song, obviously, but it's one of those songs like I really enjoy it. Whenever I hear it, I'm like, oh, this is dope. This is a good song. But yeah, Whiskey in the Jar.
Yes, Kilimanjaro.
Yes. Yeah, but yeah, this documentary is gonna be good. I really want to see it. I can't wait to see it. That about wraps it up. Unless you got anything else to add to the show, sir.
I think we're good.
I think we're good too. We got a good hour less than we did last week. But yeah, dude, it's been a good week. It's been a good episode so far, though. So like,
it was fun. I just felt kind of bad that I had to go pee. You know?
Dude, it's okay. We're human. We have the ability of actually going to pee.
No, so. But it doesn't help. Like, what is it? I drank like a big bottle of water, and then like outside, like you know where we're recording, you know it's raining out there, so I hear the drops, the water drops.
Yeah.
So as I'm talking to you, even though I have headsets on.
Mm-hmm.
I still kind of hear the drops on the air conditioner.
Yeah, because it's raining over here too. Well, it stopped raining a little while ago, but yeah, I get it, dude. I get it.
So it just kind of hit. And I'm just like, God damn it! I feel like a holdout.
Yeah.
Damn you, diabetes!
Damn you, being human.
damn me, showing my age.
Yeah, that's me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I get it.
Fucking 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
Yeah. So, thanks for listening to the show, everybody. We greatly appreciate every single one of you for listening. Mario, thanks for being in the chat, like always. But we make
probably
sure
next time invite him to the show itself.
Yeah, maybe if he's not busy, actually maybe next week.
Yeah,
we'll talk to him. We'll talk to him later about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you guys check out InterCityGeeks.net, where we have a whole bunch of shit. Sometimes because we got this show, we have Bryce Jose Presents, we got Comics Con Sabor, Manga Time, and Anime World. They're all over there as well. So much shit over there. Check out all that stuff. Yeah, Mario's just pushing content. Shit. Yeah. He's pushing content like stuff. Yeah. I don't know. My brain went blank for that.
He's pushing out content more harder than drugs.
Yeah. There we go. That's a good one. Yes.
I mean, it's a bad comparison, but you get what I mean.
Yeah, no, we got you. Yeah. Yes, check out all that stuff over there. You could also listen to the show on Amazon, Pandora, stuff.
iHeartRadio,
yes.
Audible, and then, of course, the classic.
Motherfucking Spotify.
Motherfucking
My brain always goes blank when it comes to this shit. I guess it's because we're recording late and my brain just doesn't work anymore.
Dude, you know, long work week, and then what is it? You gotta work this weekend too?
Yeah, working baseball all weekend. Fuck yeah. I gotta be up tomorrow early in the morning. Yay.
Yeah, adulting.
Fuck yeah, dude. But yeah, check out all that stuff there. You can find us on the socials, Inner City Geeks on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook Space and Twitter, Inner City Geeks. All one word, Inner City Geeks. Find us all on all those. So Alex, we can find you, sir.
You can find me on Twitter at DenyTinyED or on Instagram at DenyTin.Y.ED. Where can we find you, good sir?
You guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And once again, we greatly appreciate you listening to us just ramble on for a few hours.
Yes, thank you for just, you know, taking this adventure with us.
Hell yeah. We greatly appreciate you guys. Don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Love you all.